the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lutheran Church owes a great debt to the Apostle Paul. For more than any other apostle, St. Paul is the foundation of Luther's theology and the theology of the church that follows him. The conversion of St. Paul has been raised to such a degree of prominence by some that it is only surpassed by the birth, death, and resurrection of our Lord and the birth of the church on Pentecost. What happened to St. Paul in his conversion is what happened to the world in Jesus Christ. For as Jesus Christ entered into the world to recreate the world to what it once was through his death and resurrection, to change it from darkness to light, so also did Jesus Christ enter into the life of St. Paul on the road to Damascus and change St. Paul from the darkness of the law to the light of the gospel, recreating in him the image of an apostle. St. Paul's greatest contribution to the Christian church is that he is an embodiment of the words of Jesus. For more than anyone else, St. Paul can say of himself that he imitated Christ, and he could urge others to imitate Christ because Paul bore in his body the marks of the sufferings of Christ. And in this great season of Epiphany, when we celebrate the revelation of Jesus Christ in its fullness, it is most appropriate that we also celebrate the conversion of St. Paul, who fully exemplifies for us one who bore the image of Christ. In the 19th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, the evangelist describes to us those members of the kingdom whose character is such that they belong in the kingdom. In the new world, says Jesus, those who belong are the little children, those who sell their possessions and follow Jesus, those who leave everything behind, father, mother, brother, sister, house, home, for the sake of the gospel. And St. Paul the Pharisee, the persecutor of the church, the least of the apostles, he is reborn and he is rendered a child in his conversion, so that no longer does he follow the darkness of the law and the old world, but he now follows the new world of Jesus Christ, the grace of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. St. Paul, the persecutor of the church, is the one who fulfills most completely the final verse of Matthew's 19th chapter, where it says, "Many that are first will be last, and the last first." In the new world of Jesus Christ, the new world that he brings with his death and resurrection, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The exalted will be humbled, and the humbled will be exalted. In the new world of Jesus Christ, this persecutor of the church, this one last born, the least of the apostles, is the one who understands, perhaps better than any follower of Jesus, that the suffering and crucified Messiah, risen from the dead, is the one who brings the gospel to all peoples, to both Jews and Gentiles alike. St. Paul is an example of true Christianity, because he leaves everything behind for the sake of the gospel, to follow his Lord, to suffer with his Lord, to die for his Lord. St. Paul proclaims the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He proclaims the message of the new world in Jesus Christ because he understands and grasps in its fullness the radical nature of the gospel. The gospel is the gospel of the first being last and the last being first. Or as St. Paul says to the Corinthians, the gospel is the word of the cross that is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. In the new world, it is the least of the apostles who comes not with lofty words of wisdom, but who comes knowing nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. It is St. Paul who can say that in the new world, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. St. Paul proclaims that in the new world, rebirth is through death, that rebirth comes through plunging into the waters of baptism, dying and being buried in baptism in Christ, in his death, and rising to newness of life.
And it is St. Paul who delivers to the Corinthian congregation that eternal banquet of the kingdom, in which the congregation feasts in grand celebration upon Christ's body broken, Christ's blood poured out for the life of the world. And as it celebrates, it proclaims the Lord's death until he comes. All things are possible with God, says Jesus in the 19th chapter of Matthew. And on this day in which we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul, it is this persecuted prophet who teaches us through words and actions that he who is worthy to sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, is he who, in the new world, has died with Christ and lives with Christ, and who is able to say of himself that as the least of the apostles, he is the first. Amen.